Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, so we kind of have an announcement, although it's not really an announcement about our station, right?
It is not about our station, but it is local radio / media news. Mm-hmm. And Kevin Sheehan just announced this recently on the Team 980 that they'll no longer be broadcasting Washington Commanders games going forward. Been broadcast on the Team 980 for, I want to say, 15 years.
And that is part of our company.
Stretch. Yes, it's an Odyssey sister station of ours. So Commanders games will no longer be broadcast on Team 980 going forward, starting in the 2022 season.
Right. And I guess, look, here, the bottom line, there's a lot of negotiating behind the scenes. There's huge rights fees and stuff.
Look,
and you have to do a cost.
It doesn't change
analysis.
Our show one bit or another.
We're going to still
like we've done our show.
I don't think we got any benefit from it
with the rights and without the rights.
Look, if the team does really well and it starts making the right moves, we'll praise them. We'll be the first to praise them. If they continue to flail and be mediocre to bad, we're going to spotlight that too. That's just what we do. We've been doing that for 25 plus years.
No, it doesn't affect us at all.
And this news doesn't affect us.
It should affect us. Like, we should have in the past. We should have probably gotten some better treatment. It actually didn't really help us.
Right.
We did pregame shows years and years ago and postgame shows when we were the rights holders.
At that point.
And then we moved to HFS and we did like an unauthorized pregame show from like the parking lot.
I could safely say we've had virtually no relationship with that team for 20 years.
Correct.
Other than, we get coaches on and that sort of thing.
Remember we were doing pregame shows from inside the park?
I remember doing that. Yeah, of course.
With Casserly.
That was years ago.
This is the line that jumps out at me from the story.
When Norv gave us cigars?
The organization and the company disagreed on the value of the broadcasts. That's your fundamental. That's one of your fundamental.
We are the Commanders.
Takeaways.
More money for the junks.
Well, let's hope so. Let's hope they're assembling a war chest for the junks instead of spending it.
But talk to our agent soon.
Instead of spending
that time
on the
college
every 4 years.
What's he doing?
Guys,
I'll
tell you what he's
doing. I know what he's doing.
Checks.
He just took something out of my account.
He spoke to my account within the last day or two.
In fact, it's the 20th. Yeah, he took it out yesterday. It's always on the 22nd. Yes, I do notice. By the way, we get paid 3 times in April. Yes.
We do.
Wasn't aware of that.
Is April silly?
You're always
April's
on that.
April's one of those months. Sometimes you get hooked. You get the 3 checks.
That's rock solid.
In April.
Love that.
That's good. I already paid for my vacay, but I was going to go no rental car, but I think I'm going to need
it. So 3 paychecks in April, and I get a federal and state tax refund?
Oh, you're getting money back? Damn it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm happy to get any amount back. It's better than paying.
Right.
Of course.
I mean, I'd like a 1 in front of the number that I'm getting, but I'm happy to take what I'm getting.
Right.
And then with a 3rd paycheck? I mean, I don't know what I'm going to do. What am I going to do?
I know
what you do. Play poker.
Pay bills. Just pay bills.
I know what you're not going to do. Play golf.
Probably won't play golf. I think my next golf date is mid-June for the Purple Heart Open.
Good.
That's
fun.
What, 2 months away?
You're going to upgrade your attire for that one?
I've made it public that I'm going to attempt to attempt a makeover.
How about
we're working on
something. If they did like a whole makeover thing for you where you got to go in there and they would dress you to a T.
Sure.
Would you do that?
Yeah, sure.
You would make the trek over?
Trek to Titans.
Would too. I'm going today.
Well, you're not a golfer, but I'm wondering, would you do it?
Sure. Okay, good.
I know. We'll do an in-show makeover. Cakes will come in on his tattered, baggy clothes.
Yes. Right.
We'll have Buddy and some hot chick who knows how to put a guy together.
Right. Like a tailor-made.
Take him away.
Okay.
Come back 30 minutes later. Yeah.
Perfect.
You look like a million bucks.
Yeah. Love that idea.
Now, it's got to be shorts, though.
Shorts is fine.
Yeah, it'll be June.
Huh?
Yeah,
but I mean, I actually think everybody looks better in golf pants.
I'm not a golf pants guy.
But he's not a golf pants
guy. Some would say my shorts look like pants.
They do look like pants.
So yeah, I'm open to that idea. That's sure. Nice.
Well, can we do that tomorrow? Like, are we setting that up? I'm sorry.
And it has to involve shoes. It has to be a head to toe makeover, not just shorts.
Oh yeah,
head to toe.
No.
Yeah, shorts, the whole thing.
Shirt,
belt, hat, yeah. Everything.
Yeah, kicks,
pullover, quarter zip, the whole nine. I'm getting a whole new closet full of gear.
Can we get you in a golf instructor as well?
Sure.
Because your game, yeah, your game needs a little work.
Why wouldn't I take lessons?
Hold on. If we got you free lessons from somebody, would you? Is it possible?
I've already kind of got a guy that if I'm going to do it, I would go with this guy.
Why?
Because I know this guy.
Okay, but what if we just hooked you up or whatever? Would you rekindle your affair with the game? Is it possible?
I would say there's potential.
There is.
I wouldn't say that it's 100% going to happen. There's potential.
But like if you took like say 5 to 10 lessons and you started to actually see some improvement,
yeah,
you could see yourself maybe
sure
rediscovering
why
your love of golf.
If you get better at something, you're probably more prone to play it.
Well,
right?
I didn't even
and
think
it's hard to, play to get to worse. It.
And you don't have to play that. He actually hit some nice balls. You don't have to play at Avenel, too. You can play with me over at Northwest.
I need to play at a not like a dirt track Muni number.
Telling you where okay. I played. My go-to's Laytonville and now Northwest.
How was
those
the
are
rough,
probably
way,
all
at
within
Avenel.
10 minutes of your house.
So this was the rough, super thick,
no.
Like a standard?
No,
it wasn't bad
it
at
was
all.
Down. Okay. It was kind of, remember, the grass is still a little dormant, so the rough's not going to be lush.
Up in New York, the golf courses, the grasses are all dormant. It's all brown and hectic.
Of course. It's coming out of winter.
I need,
it's not going to look like that in 2 months.
I need a course where I don't have to hit off a mat if my ball makes it into the fairway.
I have a problem with that.
You were the only one that actually did.
Do you think
actually,
no, everyone,
did
no, everyone did. Everyone did that.
Hold on, did they only do with the media guys or did the
no,
members?
No, everybody.
Because it's like
everybody.
The week before the tournament.
Yes, they want the course looking spick and span.
To be honest, I wasn't on the fairway that often.
I wasn't either. Trust me.
So when you're rough, you didn't have to do that, right?
First cut, you're okay.
Yeah, you're good.
Just the fairway.
Swing away.
That's so nice.
And I didn't have to put it down when I was in the sand trap, which I was multiple times.
I was in sand like 7 or 8 times.
I mean, because, my buddy Tom over the Highlands in Chicago, they hosted the Corn Ferry event last year. I'm like, before the Corn Ferry event, did you guys have to hit on little mats numbers? No chance.
Hey,
and
by
the way, there, the initiation fee is $140,000.
Wow. Mm. Did you pick up your prize That's from awesome. The closest to the pin?
I did.
What'd you get?
A hat, a box of balls, a ball marker, and a towel.
Very nice.
But most importantly, I got the name and number for tee times after
nice.
after the Wells Fargo.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. Good.
Beautiful.
They got a bunch of pros over there. I remember before they had like 5 or 6 of them. Did you talk to the head guy?
I got everything we need, buddy.
Okay.
Nice.
Got the hookup. Got right. The connections.
We should do a show from there. I'll be up for it. Besides.
During the Wells?
From the Wells Fargo?
Yeah.
I would do it.
Yeah. We used to do it.
I know.
All right. Well,
it was a little easier to do it back then, though.
We need to go to commercial, and EB, you need to do your study, your film study.
Right.
Commercial break, film study, Malik Willis next, who had his pro day, Liberty yesterday. We'll get that next here on The Fan.